Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish explores how we can extend the same grace we've received to those around us. Showing grace in our words and actions reflects God's love and helps build stronger, Christ-centered relationships. Our key verse for today is Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Today, we are diving into an essential aspect of grace, and that is extending it to others. Just as God has shown us boundless grace, we're invited to share that grace with those around us. This isn't always easy. Showing grace can be challenging, especially when dealing with difficult people or painful situations. But by embracing the grace we've received, we're empowered to be a reflection of God's love, patience, and mercy in all of our interactions. Our key verse today is Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, and it encourages us, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. This verse highlights the importance of bringing grace into every interaction, using our words and actions to reflect the kindness and love of God. Today, we will explore how we can embody this grace in our relationships and make it a consistent part of our lives. Let's start with our relationships. Extending grace to others often starts with our closest relationships. The people we interact with daily, like family members or friends and colleagues. In these relationships, we're bound to encounter moments of frustration, disappointment, or misunderstandings. It's in these moments that we have the choice to respond with grace or react from a place of anger and hurt. Grace invites us to respond with patience, understanding, and forgiveness. Just as God is slow to anger and abounding in love towards us, we're called to embody that same heart towards others. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3 says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." This doesn't mean ignoring boundaries or allowing harmful behavior, but it does mean choosing compassion over bitterness, love over resentment, and forgiveness over grudges. So let's take a moment to consider a relationship in your life where you feel challenged to show some grace. Reflect on how choosing patience and understanding, even in small ways, could strengthen that connection and help you reflect God's love onto their life. Tying into relationships is our grace in our words and actions. Our words are powerful. They can either build others up or tear them down. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 reminds us that our words should be full of grace, meaning they should reflect kindness, patience, and truth spoken with love. This doesn't mean avoiding difficult conversations, though. But it does mean speaking with the heart aligned with God's compassion, seeking to encourage rather than to criticize. Grace-filled speech is especially important in situations where tensions are high, such as disagreements or conflicts. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." By choosing words that reflect grace, we have the power to diffuse tension and promote understanding. This kind of speech opens the door for healing, reconciliation, and a deeper connection. Living with grace also means letting our actions reflect God's love. Simple acts of kindness, patience, and generosity speak volumes, often more than words can. Whether it's offering a listening ear, being there for someone in need, or showing empathy in difficult situations, each act of grace is a reminder of God's love. Grace in action goes beyond our words. It's about being present, serving others, and showing love in tangible ways. Think about your words and actions over the past week. Are there areas where you could infuse more grace, either by choosing gentler words or taking compassionate actions? Grace isn't just about big gestures. It's often shown in small, intentional ways that reflect God's heart. When we choose to live in grace, we become a reflection of God's character to the world around us. This isn't just about being kind or polite. It's about embodying the transformative grace that God has shown to us. In a world that often values revenge and anger and pride, choosing grace sets us apart. It's a powerful testimony of God's love when we forgive, show compassion, and approach others with humility and understanding. Reflecting grace is especially impactful when it's undeserved and unexpected. In Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 28, Jesus teaches us to love our enemies, to bless those who curse us, and to do good to those who mistreat us. This radical call to love goes against our natural instincts, but it's a powerful witness to God's grace. When we show grace in challenging situations, we reveal the heart of Christ to those who may have never experienced it before. Consider someone in your life who might be difficult to show grace to. How might they see God's love through your actions and words? Remember, every moment of grace extended is an opportunity to reflect God's love and to point others to Him. Here are some practical ways to extend that grace in your daily interactions. Number one, act with integrity. Make honest, ethical choices that show your commitment to living out your faith. Integrity is a reflection of God's holiness and builds trust with those around us. Number two, show kindness and compassion. Treat others with respect and care, especially those who are hurting or marginalized. When we serve and love others, we reveal God's grace through our actions. Number three, walk in peace and joy. Grace allows us to live with a sense of peace and joy, regardless of our circumstances. This peace stands out in a world filled with anxiety and fear, revealing the strength and comfort found in God. Number four, speak truth in love. Reflecting God's grace means standing for what is right, but always do it with a heart of compassion. Speak truth with kindness, showing that you care about others' well-being. Grace for others is an invitation to reflect God's heart in our relationships, conversations, and our actions. Let's seek to embody His love, showing grace in everything that we do and allowing His mercy to shine through us each and every day. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the Linktree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the Linktree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.